Namaskaram listeners, this is Yashini Yogi speaking and it's 6:05 p.m. here in Hyderabad. Well, today we went to two clinics. In fact, one was the primary health center, government primary health center, to check for my second dose of vaccination. And the other was the SLG hospital that I had gone last time. Both the places, Covaxin is not available, and the only place they recommended was Dundigal Primary Healthcare Center. It's a government center where they are giving Covaxin. That's what I've been told. So I will have to take my chance on 13th of May to go to Dundigal Primary Healthcare Center to take my vaccine. So that was the highlight of today. And I woke up today at around 3:35, and pretty excited because today is foundation training. I wanted to do the dry runs before I do the actual session, and today I wanted to focus on joint mobility and flexibility. So that was the objective of today's foundation training session. I enjoyed it thoroughly, doing it twice in fact. And after the session I did my Jal Neti and Sutra Neti and took a half an hour of power nap because it was too early that I woke up. I wanted to have that rest for me. Well, post that I had a lot of reviews to do, so focused on completing my reviews. By the time I finished my reviews, it was around 12 o'clock in the afternoon, including the calls and everything. So after that, got back to my cycling. Today I did 15 minutes of 8 breaths a minute cycling, and I must say that I'm feeling really good. Yes, there was a slight headache, but not as much as I had done the first day. So I plan to continue doing this tomorrow also. Hopefully I should be able to save a lot of time for doing these workouts, because I really feel there's a good amount of gain in doing these workouts. Tomorrow is going to be the stadium run. I do not know if the stadium is going to be open. If it is open, I would definitely want to hit the tracks and enjoy my workouts. So that, you know, wish to be seen if that's going to be possible. Well, today I am very happy with my productivity, the way I've been working today. The focus has been to finish maximum amount of work and make sure that I'm connecting with all my trainees. So it's been a great day in trying to review workouts, feedback, give feedback and take. I still have to finish with my Hyderabad runners group, which I'll be doing today as soon as I finish with my call now, or after I finish recording this podcast, and then make sure that everybody is connected. Today, one thing I've learned is you need to make those connections. And I have been going out of my way trying to connect with my trainees, trying to see and motivate them as much as I can. And I feel that every time I've improved on my communication. I'm not saying I'm perfect, but every time I'm trying to improve myself and see how can I get better, how can I give a more truthful and honest feedback to everybody and make sure they are motivated enough to do the workouts. One of the main things that I'm getting is it's too hot and it's getting difficult to do these workouts. Let me tell you, hot is also an adaptation technique that you need to work on. Just because it's hot does not mean that you do not do your workout. You need to do your workout. You need to make sure that your body is adapted to it, and that is called as heat training, heat based training. Just like you need to adapt your self in cold weather, you need to also adapt yourself in hot weather. training in hot conditions. We are lucky enough in India to have four seasons in a year. So, you know, let's not give reasons for not doing our workouts. If at all you have access and you can go out, whether it's hot or cold, train. That is very important. It's more of a mental game. It's more of how you approach your workout. It's more of how you recover from your workout. How much are you putting in efforts to make sure that you are giving in your best and being the best in every workout. And that is very important. It is tough, no doubt about it. You might not meet your pace goals, but you still need to give your 100%. You still need to give your 200% in everything. Today, even while cycling with 8 breaths a minute, the last 5 minutes of the workout was pretty tough. I felt like quitting because I was not able to control this 8 breaths a minute. The urge to breathe was much stronger, but I didn't give in. And I made some modifications in the breathing audio. So I made the exhale a little bit longer. So my exhale for 8 breaths a minute is 3.5 seconds. Previously, it was just 2 seconds. And that is the flip that I did. So I flipped the hold to 2 seconds and the exhale to 3.5 seconds. But it made a hell lot of a difference because now exhale is longer and that enables me to make sure that I remove more carbon dioxide from my system. Later on, it does get challenging, but that's how it is going to be. I've also thought that I need to maintain or at least keep a success criteria now for people who are slowly getting back to normal, that until unless they are not able to do at least 12 breaths a minute for an hour continuously, they should not move on to the next progression. And that has to be the minimum one. And later on, I want to give 10 breaths a minute also and stay at 10 breaths a minute because I think that is an achievable target. It's not difficult, but 10 breaths a minute is good enough. 8 becomes a bit challenging. I mean, I would say quite challenging, not bit. Though I have trained with 6 breaths a minute while running, I would not go to that level for any athlete because you really need to have that mental strength. And it is tough because you will feel severe headache, severe giddiness. So you have to be careful. So I cannot give that kind of a workout to my trainees there. But this is definitely something which I'm really looking forward to. Well, besides that, what I want to focus now ahead is about communication. And we need to make sure that we are able to communicate very clearly and precisely to each other. And this is something which I would say in MFS, it's gone up a notch higher. In fact, quite a few notches higher. Initially, when people join MFS, the communication is not so precise. To give you an example, a feedback about a workout is very bizarre. Then when I give that, okay, you need to give me the right set of questions and answer them, then the communication becomes much clearer. So when you're giving a feedback about a workout, it's not just, oh, I could not meet the success criteria, I feel disappointed, I do not know, please check my workout and please let me give your feedback. That is nothing. You need to analyze your workout. You need to tell me what you had before your workout, what you had during your workout, how is your sleep, why do you feel you were not able to meet the success criteria? Because you are the person who executed the workout. Again and again, I keep telling my trainees the same thing. You have to learn to analyze your workout and give feedback about your workout, because that's the most important thing. You are learning and you have to keep challenging yourself and really trying to analyze why you're going wrong and how to rectify the issues you are facing. Because as a coach, I can only see your data. I cannot see what you've done throughout the day. I cannot see how you are running. I do not know what you're doing during the run. The only thing I see is the success criteria and whether it is matching the data or not. So folks, these are the small things that we need to focus on and apply these learnings in other areas of your life. Because unless you do not know what you're doing, why you're doing it, and how to evaluate what you're doing, how can you ever be successful in other aspects of your life? It's very clear, right? If you're not clear about what you want, how you want, what you're doing, how will you be clear in your work, in your life, in your other things? It's all going to be random, confused, and a lot of unknowns. And what you end up doing is validation part, right? Again, you want to validate it against somebody else because you don't want to take that effort, or you feel, I do not know that question. So I do not know is a great place to start. You need to find it out. That is very important. I do not know is good, but you need to find out why you do not know and what you do not know, so that you can learn. And this you need to apply in your workouts, in your work, in your family life, in everything. Because only then you will be crystal clear as to what you want to do with your life, what you want to do with your relationships, what you want to do with your career, and everything. Otherwise, everything else is going to be a question mark for you. Well, folks, that's it from my side. I hope you enjoy this short podcast. If you have any questions, queries, thoughts, please share it with me. I'd love to hear from you. And take good care of yourself. Pump up, motivate yourself to get up every morning and do the thing that's most important for you, your health. Do not give excuses. Stand up to the challenge and just do the do. Have a great day, folks. God bless you. Stay strong and keep smiling.